Hey, New Life. One of the things that I find fascinating about Jesus of Nazareth is that he always called people to acknowledge God's lordship, God's kingship. This was a passion of his. He wanted people to give God what was God's. We see this very interesting story in the Gospels where during his last week, the chief priests send spies trying to catch Jesus by publicly embarrassing him and backing him into a corner. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Remember, at this point, the Jewish people are under the Roman heel. Caesar was king. And many people wanted that to change. And the question that people were asking is, how is it gonna change? Some said it will change when we take up the sword and fight a holy war. God will fight on our side. Others say, no. Rome is here because of our sin. And we need to repent. But what does that repentance look like? When Jesus is presented with this very difficult situation, he actually exposed the corruption of the chief priests, but like he always does, he called the people to submit to God's rule, to submit to God's reign, to give to God that which is God's. Now, in this particular instance, he's talking about the sacred sacrifices and the money that was set aside for that the chief priests had given the Roman governor, Pilate, access to. But nevertheless, the message is the same. Okay, so right now we're in a situation where Caesar is king over us. You want that to change? Give to God that which is his. Submit in obedience to his lordship, to his kingship. That's what Jesus was all about. And that's what he calls us to today. Daily submitting, even in the midst of a world that sometimes frustrates us, overwhelms us, confuses us, angers us, give to God that which is God's. Give to God that which is owed him, which is our love and our obedience.